USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of gasoline is just under $3.43 a gallon nationwide. Prices are up $1.30 since 2020, and all that being said, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has nothing new regarding what the Biden administration is going to do to lower the prices at the pump.
We're not just closely and directly monitoring the situation, which of course we've been doing, but we're looking at every tool in our arsenal. You mentioned some of them. Well, I don't have anything to preview today. The president is quite focused on this, as is the economic team.
After 13 years, pop icon Britney Spears is free from her conservatorship, a Los Angeles County judge ending the arrangement on Friday. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is expected to turn himself in Monday after being indicted by a federal grand jury for contempt of Congress. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
President Biden's social spending bill is getting a once-over from the Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Travis Scott spokesperson is vowing the rapper had no clue people died at his Southeast Texas Music Festival.
Just like the police officers who were standing in front of the stage with Travis nearly 30 minutes after it was declared a public safety emergency, Travis had no idea what was going on.
Stephanie Rawlings-Blake telling CBS This Morning it took hours for the Houston rapper to find out about last Friday's deaths and injuries at Astroworld. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden set to hold a virtual meeting with Chinese President Xi Monday night. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the two leaders will discuss ways to compete responsibly on the global stage.
We, of course, believe in intense competition. We believe and understand intense competition is part of that relationship. We also believe that that requires intense diplomacy.
The United States and China recently agreed to cooperate on fighting climate change. Huge differences exist over human rights, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. Kyle Rittenhouse's mom says President Biden defamed her son. Wendy Rittenhouse claims a previous Twitter post from then-candidate Biden with the teen holding a semi-automatic rifle and a clip of Trump being asked to condemn white supremacists crossed the line. Wendy Rittenhouse was asked how she feels about having her son called by then-candidate Biden a white supremacist on Twitter.
I was angry. President Biden don't know my son whatsoever, and he's not a white supremacist. He's not a racist. And he did that for the votes, and I was so angry for a while at him. And what he did to my son, he defamed him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.